Right now, incoming Democratic Governor Tony Evers announced the first members joining his cabinet today in Milwaukee and what his goals will be for these appointments.
We're going to ensure that we bring back science to the Department of Natural Resources, that we work across the state to reform our criminal justice system and address racial disparities, as well as improving public safety. We're going to also highlight for all the world to see that Wisconsin has a lot to offer, and that we do it by running an efficient and effective government that's focused on finding solutions and making sure that our state remains a great state to live and work.
The new members of his government are Joel Brennan, Preston Cole, Kevin Carr, and Sarah Meany. All of them have strong ties to the state's largest city.
But their ties to Milwaukee have some state Republican lawmakers crying foul. Some have criticized Evers for being too focused on the city itself and ignoring the rest of the state with his choices.
Our next guest is here to talk about the roles filled so far and what challenges these appointees could face with the state legislature.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's take a look at the four people that will be joining Evers' cabinet. Let's start with Joel Brennan. Who is he?
So Joel Brennan is currently the CEO of Milwaukee's Discovery World Science and Technology Museum, and he is going to lead the Department of Administration under the Evers administration. Another kind of interesting tidbit about Joel Brennan is that he had previously worked in politics running Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett's bid for governor in 2002 and mayoral run in 2004. So he's certainly not a stranger to Wisconsin politics.
What exactly does the Secretary of the Department of Administration do?
So the Department of Administration has a little bit of a opaque title, but it's actually a very powerful department within any administration because it oversees the implementation of the state budget. So DOA is going to be very, very integral to the state budget negotiations going forward. They're the ones that post a lot of the documents, the governor's budget proposal, and the various changes. So people can check in with that DOA website to watch all the minutiae of the state budget in the coming months.
Is there any particular changes that Evers wants to bring to this department?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head. I think, you know, the primary way that people interact with DOA is through the budget. So we'll see if Governor-elect Evers has any big changes in store for that. Interestingly, in his budget address, which we're expecting in the first couple months of 2019.
Kevin Carr has been appointed as the head of the Department of Corrections. What experience does Carr bring to this role?
So Carr is currently the U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Prior to that, he worked in the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. So some background there with, obviously, with law enforcement. He is a Milwaukee resident, as you mentioned before. And he spoke today about how he's interested in kind of building on the changes to criminal justice law that Congress just passed, kind of bringing maybe some of those changes to Wisconsin.
Preston Cole will join the administration as the head of the State Department of Natural Resources. What exactly is his background in forestry?
Cole has been a figure in the DNR universe of Wisconsin for quite a while. It's pretty interesting because he was actually first appointed to the state DNR board by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. He was reappointed by Governor Walker, which is something that doesn't often happen in state politics, kind of a reappointment across parties. And now he's staying with Governor-elect Evers. And actually, Governor Walker tweeted his support for Evers' choice today. He said Preston Cole is a solid pick. He said he did a good job on the board and understands the importance of it to the entire state. So I think Preston Cole is somebody people are talking about as a bipartisan pick as DNR secretary.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. And we're talking about Wisconsin Governor-elect Tony Evers and some of his choices for his cabinet. One that I know has drawn quite a bit of controversy is Sarah Meany, who was appointed as the head of the state tourism department. What exactly, first of all, is her background?
So Meany is currently the chief marketing officer for Milwaukee Film, which is the city's annual film festival. Before that, she was an advertising executive at an advertising agency.
Well, the reason why I brought up the controversial part is because she's going to be replacing Stephanie Klett, who mm-hmm. was immensely popular around the state of Wisconsin. There were a number of editorials asking Governor-elect Evers to keep her on. There were a number of people that that spoke certainly to keep her on, but she is being replaced. What mm-hmm. does Evers want to accomplish with this department?
So he said today that he wants to help, promote Wisconsin as a tourism destination for people from all over the country and really reinforce that as an economic driver for Wisconsin. We know, of course, that Wisconsin is definitely a tourist destination, some of the parks, the Dells. So I think he really wants to build on that through his administration.
Now, Governor-elect Evers was asked about criticisms today at the announcement. Here's what he said.
We only have four today, and I happen to be in Milwaukee, and these four happen to be from Milwaukee. We will have more announcements in the near future, and I think the criticism will be dissipated as we move forward. Wherever people reside in the state of Wisconsin, in any state agency or any public agency or any private business knows that talent is what drives success, and I'm looking for talent, and these four people have it in a very, very high level.
Are there any other rumored appointees from other parts of the state that you know of?
Not that I know of. I do know that Governor-elect Evers has alluded to making appointments of people from other parts of the state because, you know, as we heard there, he says, I think that future appointments are going to silence some of those criticisms of these four individuals coming from Milwaukee. He did say today that he's expecting to make a lot of those appointments, hopefully before the holiday, so we could get some answers to that. And just as far as kind of the specific geographical makeup of his administration within the next few days, really.
To be continued. Thank
exactly.
you so much, Laurel, for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us today to talk about Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers' appointments to his cabinet today.